Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We've been talking a lot about the Philadelphia Phillies today. At least I've been trying to. And about one-and-dones in college basketball. Kevin, meanwhile, wants to talk about Prada.
I'm fascinated with the new gloves.
They're gloves!
I know, but they're so cool. And if they make you catch the ball, even better.
Well, that's what it's all about.
You know what it's going to be for the next 6 months of the, you know, when those gloves start to become available. Everybody's going to have pictures of holding their hands together to form the logo. Like Bartlett said, we get it. If you put your hands together, it forms the logo. That's what's going to be on everybody's Facebook and Twitter pages from now on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look, the gloves will be fine in the preseason. Guys will score touchdowns. They'll put them together and they go, ooh.
Yep.
Okay, fine. All right. The second Mike Wallace drops one, you will curse the gloves.
He doesn't drop. He gets underthrown.
It doesn't matter what you're wearing as a glove. And people aren't going to see that anyway. 99% of the time, you won't know that the logo is inside the glove.
That's true.
99% of the time, what you will visibly see is the helmet. You'll visibly see the uniform. And the colors of the Nike uniforms, by the way, are a little more vibrant, stand out a little bit more. Maybe the base that you would expect the Steelers to look like, the Dolphins to look like, the Cowboys to look like, but they're going to be of a blur with red.
Can you make the
it'll be more vibrant. I don't know. Back to the Phillies batting order.
No, it's all right. I want to talk about that, too.
You can talk about the uniform thing I sense for the next how many hours. Now, the Phillies batting order, which we've discussed, but important. And Jim Thome not playing a lot of first base in recent years, that's a problem. I think they got him to be a stopgap for Ryan Howard. But the biggest move that they've made in all of this was the move they made last year. When they got Hunter Pence, they gave themselves a much better chance of repeating in the East. Huge acquisition.
And he was only for 1 year, and then they had to re-sign him, wasn't that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that acquisition and re-signing him is, it's worth its weight in gold right now. His numbers after he joined Philadelphia were phenomenal last year, and he had great numbers at Houston. Phenomenal. You got Freddie Galvis at second base, which we've talked about a lot. Polanco, obviously, critical. Ruiz is another guy critical to what they do. Figure Worley and Kendrick rounded out at 4 and 5. Papelbon, obviously, will close this thing. And Papelbon, now you have to ask yourself, do I get the Jonathan Papelbon of 2010 or do I get the Jonathan Papelbon of 2011? The Jonathan Papelbon of 2010, because you're not going to get the 2007 one. 2007 one was as dominant a relief pitcher as you were going to see. Saving games in the playoffs, 3 for 3 in save opportunities in the World Series at the top of his game. The Jonathan Papelbon of 2010 left a lot of guys on base, gave up critical runs, had to pitch himself out of situations that he personally created, as opposed to the Jonathan Papelbon of 2011, where early in the year he's a little up and down, but then hit a great stretch in June, July, and August, where he went, I think, 28 appearances. And I actually, it was more like late June into mid-September, where he went 28 appearances and gave up, I think, a total of two runs, something like eight, nine hits. I think only walked three or four guys in that span. You get that guy, you've got a real gem of a closer. You get the 2010 one, get ready to get nervous.
Who gets you to him, though? I mean, if you don't get there in the ninth inning, if your starter doesn't go eight, your starter goes six, where do you go from there?
What would you do?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know where to go. You just have to work your way through. I mean, that's the biggest difference in baseball among every team. Every team. I don't care if you're the Yankees, the Padres, the Phillies. Okay? The games are now won and lost in the seventh and eighth innings. Because the idea is to wear down the starting pitcher so you can get yourself to the bullpen and get yourself to the middle guys and avoid the closer. I mean, that's where the game is won and lost now. Games are won and lost in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. And I think when you look at this team, that's what you have to be, you know, like any team, you have to be concerned with that. Teams that have at least a decent middle to them are the ones that are going to be able to survive to move forward. Now, Halliday's going to pitch against in the opener against Eric Bedard on Thursday. That should be a win. And
as long as he goes eight innings.
Oh, you're just because I'm like, Contreras isn't ready.
No.
I mean, he's not ready to go. Stutz isn't ready.
Bastardo.
Didn't let anybody up.
Yeah, it doesn't excite me.
No, of course not. Amont doesn't let you up. He's, you know.
Nope.
Herndon doesn't let you up.
Nope.
Pauls doesn't let you up.
Nope. That's what I said. Where's the bridge? Please, all starters go 7 to 8 innings.
Yes. No bridge. No bridge.
Must go 7 to 8 innings to be a Phillies starter right now.
Well, three guys are like that, though.
I think, yes.
They have three guys like that. That's fine.
It's the 4 and 5 that you have to get nervous about.
Right.
And I don't know that, I mean, I can't tell you the last time Kyle Kendrick went 8.
Right. Well, No. Well, you got to look at either. Okay, you're talking about Kendrick?
Right.
Right. So, I think it's, I would think that they would have to think, I mean, at some point.
Do you want a coin?
But at some point, I mean, because Blanton actually is down the stretch has actually pitched okay. So you just go into every series thinking you win 3 out of 4 and move on.
Is it possible that you can have a 3-man rotation? I mean, can you do that and keep everybody healthy?
Well, the Phillies in 64 tried a 2-man rotation. That didn't go so well.
Probably not.
Bunning, short, bunning, whatever.
Yeah. Probably not going to work. You know, I've been trying to find, looking at Ty Wigington, we were talking about him playing first base.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean,
I wouldn't say he's fine.
He's a good major league player. He's not a bad major league player.
He hit .234 this spring against half of the guys that aren't even playing major league baseball right now.
Look, don't look at the spring and go, ooh. He comes out of the gate, he goes 4 for his first 11 at the plate. Guess what? Who cares what he did in the spring? It's going to matter what he does in the regular season.
That's true.
This guy has been around me. You know, there have been guys like, look at the spring he had. 0 for 10. Okay, yeah, that's great.
He's versatile. I'll give you that. He can play first, third, outfield.
He can.
Might need him at second base.
Yeah. But he'll help them. I know you want Tomy to play. I got it.
I do. I like the left-handed bat in Philadelphia at home games.
Of course. Short porch. But he's going to have to play the bag. He's going to have to play it. That's why certain people feel the DH would be very good in both leagues.
Saw that coming.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Your thoughts on this and any other topic as we continue with the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
This afternoon, the Steve Jones Show here on WKOK.
I got to share this with you. I just got off the phone with Gary, who was not able to hang on, but wanted to share a quick golf story with you, Steve. You know, we were talking about some of the shots that I've made that you're going to be seeing here coming up in May. He has a better one. There's the par three that's right by Route 11. Hit the shot, bounces it off the right stone, the stones on the right side of the stream. Goes to the left side, bounces it off that, and wins closest to the pin. That's the best right there. I can't beat that one. I have been known to...
And what club did you use? Everybody wants to know, what club did you use? Well,
I have been known to put one or two of them in Route 11 when I actually get a hold of one, but... cars screech for a few seconds, the ball bounces high, and then continues the traffic go through.
Wow.
But that was the best. Yeah, wins closest to the pin, or came close to it at least. I thought that was
Dave,
the best.
Dave Baker and I are playing at Ventana Canyon in Tucson. And Penn State's playing in the Fiesta Bowl basketball class years ago. And Dave hits a ball. Dave's actually really good. Dave's a better golfer than I am. He's a better golfer. But for whatever reason, he hit one, and it hit the cart path. And it hit the cart path in such a way where it flew way over this fence and landed in a pool, a swimming pool. So we're walking up the green, and Dave looks over. He says, "Guess we won't get that one." All of a sudden, the guy goes over, fishes it out of the pool. It's Lute Olson. Huh? That's it. It's Lute's house. It's Lute's pool. It's Dave's golf ball.
I was in a foursome where one of my partners actually hit it over someone's swimming pool. And at that point, you definitely don't want to go over and look for the golf ball.
No.
You want to be as far away as you can.
Ever.
Out of the trees comes this young lady walking through. We're like, oh, no. No, please tell me she wasn't there. She was in the swimming pool, hit it over. It was actually one of our part-time people here at the station.
Oh.
Actually, was in the swimming pool. She said, "What in the world was that? I saw a golf ball flying straight over my head, landed just on the other side of the pool. I had to figure out who shot it. Fortunately, it was not me."
Right.
Try and avoid chasing your ball after a shot like that. But when somebody comes to look for you, it's a little hard to duck.
Well, no, it's like this guy was in this earlier today. I saw it, and he was talking about playing at the Penn State Blue Course. And on the Blue Course, when you get to the second hole, I'm trying to think, second hole, there are houses on the left hand side. This is on the white course.
That's Hang on, I gotta set the mood here. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, brother. So he gets up and he's left-handed. He slices it off the tee, and it flies deep into the yard of this potential millionaire. And he looks at the rest of the group. He says, I don't know. What do you guys think? Should I go get that? We're looking at him like, are you nuts? You're going to look for a 75-cent golf ball? This guy's yard after airmailing it?
Listen, wait 2 weeks. You'll be able to buy it in the clubhouse for $1, all right? That's the only way you're getting it back.
Like, are you out of your mind? You guys really don't think I should? No, I really don't, sport. No. I really don't. We looked at each other like, are you out of your mind? So then he says, all right, I'll play another one then. And he does the same thing. He slices it and airmails it into the guy's yard again.
That's the worst.
So then he hit a third one, which went down near there. And so,
what's he lying, six now?
I don't know what he is. All right. And all of a sudden, it's like, I found it. We're like, what are you playing? Callaway. So, well, there's a Callaway right here. He goes, oh, maybe that's it.
So, in other words, he's only minus one on the golf ball. He's only lost one because he found one.
No, he threw down a ball is what he did.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. He threw down a ball. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Over the years, I have seen and been a part and done some very interesting golf things, but I've heard some stories from friends that are even wilder than I thought I could imagine.
I mean, this is what I'm encountering on May 9th.
Uh-huh. I told you the best thing to do is just be behind me when I swing the club. I very rarely lose the club in mid-swing. Oh, wait, hold on. That's not true either. There was a driver that did go into the woods by accident. So that's not completely true. But it went forward and to the left, not backwards. So you're good to go.
How can this country club actually allow you out there?
I do hit some really, I mean, I've played a lot of times there. It's not like every shot I hit is a nightmare.
And they love you there?
I didn't say that.
Ooh. Well, who runs this place?
Greg Felty is the pro.
Well, let's get Greg on the show.
No, let's not.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him.
Let's not.
I'd like to talk to him. I'd also like to find out we can, you know, maybe replace you with Kerry or Bartlett.
I don't know. Every time he looks at my scorecard, every time I fill out my scorecard and hand it to him, he said, do you need a calculator?
Oh, that's brutal. It's my kind of guy. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. What's your best golf story? I'd like to hear that. The best golf story. I hit one time, and I'm talking like I absolutely pounded this thing. And it's a dog leg left, and I was trying to cut the corner, and it's going. I don't think it got more than 20 feet off the ground, but it's a screamer, right? And it hits this tree square. And that thing, when I mean it hit this tree square, I mean, when it hit, it was about 100 yards, I mean, it was going. Hit the tree square, comes back, rolls past my feet. It's a minus 15 feet.
Buddy of mine was teeing off.
I did that at Lake Lehman Golf Club. Lake Lehman Golf Club in Lehman.
A buddy of mine was teeing off. He hits the first one. None of us saw it. I mean, there were four of us. None of us saw it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man. I didn't even see where it went. Hit another one. So he hit another one. I didn't see it. I'm like, this is crazy. This is a crystal clear day. How are we not seeing this ball? I said, hit one more, and I'm going to stand directly behind you. the ball was hit. And he strikes the ball. It goes up in the air over my head, and I turn around, and there's all three golf balls laying on the back of the tee. That's where they ended up going.
He popped it backwards.
Yeah, straight up and straight back. And that wasn't me.
These are the people you play golf with.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're the only two in this group. Nobody has paired up with us yet.
Nobody wants to. Well, now, I think Kelly is going to be playing along with us. I'm not sure.
Boy, that's gutsy. Wow.
Nah, he's used to playing along with me. He knows what to expect.
We need a fourth. And, again, bring your own helmet. Sarah Bartlett in the news at the bottom of the hour on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us here at the Sunbury Motors Studio. And our number 1-800-795-9565. Our thanks to Sunbury Motors at 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Today, we have talked about one-and-dones in college basketball. We have talked about the Phillies and their lineup. And then we got to the topic Kevin wanted to talk to, and that's uniforms.
Referred to as unis.
You bring a different perspective to a sports show. The Masters is about to start. Philly's about to start. Halliday against Bedard in the opener on Thursday. College basketball wrapping up. Issues with one and done. How they go about it. Didn't I say the final would be between 7 and 11 on the margin?
No, I have to go back and listen to the podcast at stevejonesshow.com and hold you to that. I think you did have double figures, though, because I remember saying 7.
I said between 7 and 11 is what I said.
Because I remember 6.5 being the line last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said, oh, you're right, you're over the line. I said, well, it was 8. Well, how many times have I talked about in the show that in today's modern game, what do you have to win? You have to win the two lines, right? Three-point line, sure. Free throw line. Guess what the final score was on the lines last night? 33-25. That's 8. What was the final score? 67-59. 8. There you go. So, they won it. Now he says his goal is to go out and get an undefeated season. Oh, by the way, have you seen the NFL Network is putting out its top 100 players? Guess what they use for the promo?
I don't know. I didn't see the promo.
Is yet. Tim Tebow one of the top 100 players?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Even I wouldn't ask that question.
I mean, if that isn't shameless, nothing is. Man, it's shameless. There are 1,200 players in the National Football League. But 1,300 players, somewhere around there. 1,200, 1,300 players. Again, please, do not take this as demeaning his ability. It is not. But you have to be objective about this. He's not one of the top 100 players in the National Football League. He's just not. Now, in 3 years, could he be? Sure. Today, no.
Well, you know, they're trying to create some interest at the NFL.
Create
Network.
What? It's a lie.
Well, this is what happens when you go up against Desperate Housewives and Mad Men. You got to come up with something. Would you rather watch the last few episodes of Desperate Housewives than switch over for Mad Men or check out the top 100 players of 2012 on the NFL Network?
It's shameless.
Don't worry, they'll rerun it 18 times, so you'll be able to see it.
It's shameless. I I mean, stop using the guy. I mean, that's all it is using his name because he's not.
No,
I mean, he's not. Now, is he one of the top, I don't know, pick a number. Is he one of the top 400 players in the league? Yeah, he might be.
I was going to say five, but okay.
Yeah, he might be. Just fine. He was a starting quarterback in the NFL last year, but, you know, he won some games down the stretch. You know, lucky his kicker has 60-yard range in thin air. X shotgun, tough as nails, just right, but just at the moment is just not a great thrower. Leader, fiery personality, he's got all that. Top 100 player? No. Sunbury's the next stop by Dave.
Just for that.
About that. If you are a player in the field and you have a 5-game suspension, he's going to be out 5 games. If you're a pitcher, you're not even missing a start.
Perfect example. Yep, great point.
You're not missing a start. If something like that happens, you have to put more meat into it. You have to look at him and say, I'm sorry, you're going to be suspended for 15 days. You're going to miss 3 starts. I mean, a pitcher, there has to be a different standard for a starting pitcher. Now, a relief pitcher, you apply the same standard, though, to a relief pitcher you'd apply to an everyday player, because a relief pitcher can be out there every day. A starting pitcher, a known starting pitcher member of the rotation, needs a different penalty than an everyday player or somebody out of the bullpen that could potentially be out there every day. I mean, by giving him a 5-game suspension, it's the ultimate slap in the wrist. He doesn't miss anything. He takes for 5 days, he's not there. Ooh, big deal. But you want to put some meat in it? You got to suspend him for 15 games. He misses 3 starts.
How about 5 starts?
Well, I don't know if I want to go that far, Dave.
Well, they rule out that 5 games automatically.
Right.
And the guy's never, you know, like you said, he's a starter. He appeals it so he can play until that appeal is all said and done anyway.
Exactly. But you're saying 5 starts, which I understand why you'd say 5 starts, Dave, but you're talking 25 days. That's a long time.
Okay. Well,
and I'm not sure I want to do that. 15 days is 3 starts.
Yeah. Then it's a hey, yeah. And, you know, take their money.
Well, the money goes to charity is what all the fine money goes to charity. So that's what happens with that. But I think you have to apply a different standard. And baseball is different than any other sport. You can suspend an NFL player, any NFL player, for 5 games, and it's 5 games. You suspend any NHL player for 5 games, it's going to be 5 games. If you suspend an NBA player, 5 games is 5 games. A starting pitcher in the majors, you know, 5 games is nothing. They didn't even miss a start. Gee, I pitched Sunday, I came back, and I pitched Saturday. Wow, there's a lot. I'd say 15 games. If it's a starting pitcher, a known starting pitcher, for them longer, because actually you are now suspending them from pitching in games. I always have felt that. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We've talked about the Phillies today. Dave just brought up the Ubaldo Jimenez suspension from the Cleveland Indians for hitting Troy Tulowitzki of the Colorado Rockies, his former teammate, I might add. And 5 games. He's appealed it, by the way.
Well, let me ask you this. What willing
that he went at him. I think you went at him.
I think so, too. I was just asking.
I mean, I think I went at him in such a way. What? It's like not suspending him. You know, well, there's no teeth in that. You need some teeth in it. You know, suspending a player 5 games is, you know, an everyday player. You know, like take Jimmy Rollins. You suspend Jimmy Rollins for 5 days? It's a big deal. You're not going to have Jimmy Rollins playing for 5 games. Yeah. You know? Roy Halladay does that. You're like, hey, pitch Sunday's coming back Saturday. It's fine. He missed the Monday through Friday games. And he missed what? Nothing. You have to, if it's a starting pitcher, you have to have a different standard on discipline and how many games they're out. 15 games means 3 starts. That's how I feel about that. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Final segment of the show coming up in a moment on WKOK.
Shirt.
That we have in the show is that Kevin talks about anything but the games.
What are you complaining about now?
Tell him what you said to me in the break.
I just said, have you heard if they picked if the what the vote was on the collegiate website, if they picked the whiteout shirt? That's all I asked.
Right.
You know, in tune with the Penn State community like you are, I figured you might have had some insight. My mistake.
And I said, where was I?
You were at practice.
I'm sorry.
Which, by the way, is connected to said shirts.
Why, are they going to practice in them?
No, they would be used at football games. I know you're aware of this. You go to those games.
Yes.
I know you're aware of whiteouts that are often called for during seasons.
Yes.
And this would be the shirt they would wear. Man. You know, I try and bring just a little bit of something different to the program.
I mean, this is what the people at the Cracker Barrel you waited at talk about?
Cracker Barrel.
Hey, come on. What do you think the whiteout shirt's going to be? You know, people I talk to say, hey, how's the quarterback thing going?
Well, they're worried about that, too. I didn't say they weren't worried about the quarterback thing.
I mean, that's what the barbarians I talk to are talking about.
You know what? I'll ask the question. Steve, how do the quarterbacks look?
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
See, why do I bother?
It's a wide open. Look, it literally is a wide open competition. And the big part about it is that, number one, you have to grasp what he wants. And the quarterback has to be, of the 22 people out there, the single smartest guy out there. And it's not a question of what play you get them into, but also what formation you get them into and if everybody's in the right spots. And the quarterback has to be the one to make sure everybody's in the right spots. That's the starting point. And then what reads you have when it's pass play, what reads you have, and how do you handle those reads? So they have four practices in right now. So it all really starts there. And so far, I think they've handled it pretty well. I think there's some people that saw the coaches' clinic practice, and they're talking about how Paul Jones took all these reps. They're rotating every day as to who is in a 1-2-3 position. Okay, McGloin was in the one position yesterday. Okay, and tomorrow it's going to be Bolden. Just everybody just needs to, you know, they have to make an evaluation. They can only do that by rotating the quarterbacks around like this. So he can really get a feel as to who handles it. You know, athletically, you have to bring something to the table. You have to bring a lot to the table athletically. But there are things that you have to do in this offense that the quarterback has to handle.
Now, is that something different from previous years? I mean, well, I think some of the responsibilities?
But you have to remember that it's a new offense, the different offense. So you have to find out who grasped the concept right away. This is not, you aren't tweaking an old offense here. It's an all new system with new terminology. Okay? And different labeling of gaps and different lanes being run, different depths are being run. You know, what may have been a 9-yard depth before in a route may be now 6 and across. So you have to figure all that out, and that's what this evaluation period is all about. No job, okay, will be won by the quarterbacks in the spring. just not going to happen because they're going to have to come back in August and prove it all over again, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I know it's far more comforting to have a veteran presence at quarterback coming back, but the system is new to everybody. It's new to the receivers. It's new to the offensive linemen. It's everybody. It's new to them. It's new as to where they need you to line up. I mean, it's all new. And it makes a big difference as to who can grasp it the quickest and then take advantage of it. So far, they've had 4 practices, 2 without pads and 2 with pads. That's it.
Is the goal of spring from the quarterback position to find a front runner or just to keep everybody where they are and then find out in August who's going to take over?
Well, he has said he's willing to take this thing into August to do it. I don't know as if you come out of this thing with a 1, 2, and a 3. You may feel better about 2 of the 3 or all 3.
Or maybe none, as the case may be.
Well, but based on what I'm seeing, that's not the issue. Quarterback play, I think so far actually has been not that bad. Been pretty good.
I would think it would be nice to have, you know, maybe at least 1 or 2 guys step forward a little bit here in the spring and have, as a coaching staff, feel a little bit more comfortable picking one or the other to at least get things started in August.
No, I think they have to see in August, to be honest with you, Kevin. I think they have to see in August all over again who really does have it. I think that's a big part of it. You just can't go. I don't think you can hand anybody a job here.
You keep talking about the difference in the offense, and I understand that. But on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being similar to what was run before and 10 being so much more complex, where does this fall in the way of complexity, in your opinion?
I don't know if it's complex. I mean, you know, certain things that are basic to any offense, but the terminology is different. The depth of routes may be different. Where you position guys different. You know, how he uses a tight end's a little bit different. And some of the things are subtle. But again, it's a thick playbook, and they have to learn every play in it. I mean, they have to know everything. They have to be the smartest person on the field. They have to have the ability that when there's 2 minutes to go in a game or 2 minutes to go in a half, they have to be the ones that look at everybody and said, "Hey, look at me, I got it." And call the play, because they won't have a coach standing next to them, and you don't have a receiver in your helmet to get the play call from the sideline. They're going to have to be the ones, they have to be, at that point, of the 22 people on the field, that person has to be the smartest, calmest person on the field. And you can only be calm if you have a total grasp of what plays you have available to you, and you have to be smart enough to know where all the chess pieces are supposed to be on both sides of the ball.
Well, as we start to wrap up, I want to remind listeners that you can go online to stevejonesshow.com, get podcasts of today and previous shows. You're also able to answer Steve's poll question: when should players be able to go to the NBA? After high school, for 1 year, 2 years, or we also open it up to other, in case you have another option there. And I'm not going to say what the lead story is under topics. So there you go.
The lead story under topics is Uni Boy over here.
I wasn't saying anything about him.
Look, it's what you love.
It is.
All right.
Little
you'd
things.
You'd rather talk about that than the games.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Wait till football season comes up. Then it's a different story. I'm just waiting for the USFL in the spring.
Yes, the Hummels Wharf team. We're already putting in a bid for the broadcasting rights.
I can't wait.
Well, that wraps up another Steve Jones Show today. Our thanks to Carissa Maxwell for coming on. Sarah Bartlett, having her back in the fold. Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.